අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I am Channi Lashika, teacher of English working at Marapallegama Secondary School. Today, I am going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. In today's lesson, we are going to focus our attention on an important area in English grammar, which is plurals of irregular nouns. First of all, my dear children, as you already know, a plural noun indicates that there is more than one of that noun. But singular nouns indicate there is only one. When forming the plural of nouns, most are created by simply adding an s or es to the end of the singular word. Let's have a look at your activity sheet. Yes. For an example, we can say a cat. When it is singular. But cats when it is plural. Yes, I have given some more examples. A tree. So the plural of the word tree is trees. A car. Yes, cars. A house. The singular word is a house. The plural form of the house is houses. Okay, when we talk about nouns ending in S, double S, CH, SH or X, we add ES at the end of the noun. Yes, these are some examples. A bus. When we take the word bus, the last letter of the bus is S. So, we have to add ES to plural the word bus. So, the answer is buses. Then the next word is a class. The last two letters of the word class is double S. So, we have to add ES there. Classes. Then a bench. The last two letters of the word bench are CH. So, the plural form of the bench is benches. Then the next word, a dish. The last two letters of the word dish are SH. So, the plural form of the dish is dishes. The last word, a box. Box is ending in letter X. So, we have to add ES at the end of the word. So, the plural form of the word box is boxes. The nouns which form in their plural this way, that is only adding S or ES, are called regular nouns. Children, although there are standard rules of forming the plural, there are many other nouns that don't follow the standard rules. These nouns form their plurals in ways other than the addition of S or ES. They are called irregular nouns. You are already familiar with many of these. Again, have a look at your activity sheet. When a noun ends in F or FE, we remove F or FE and add VES at the end of the word. Look at these examples. Life, the word life. Here, the word life is ends in F-E. So, we should remove F-E and add V-E-S there. Then, the plural of the word life is lives. Then, the word calf. Calf ends in the letter F. So, we should remove F and add V-E-S there. Let's see some more examples. Wife, wives. Leaf, leaves. Half, halves. Like that. Okay, children, let's study how to form plurals of nouns ending in O. Plurals of nouns ending in O are usually made by adding ES. Look at the examples on your activity sheet. Potato. Yes, the word potato is ending in letter O. So, we have to add ES there. Potatoes. Then, tomato. The answer is tomatoes. But, children, some nouns ending in O that are borrowed from other languages take only an S to make a plural. Like Greek or Latin take only an S to make plural. The word photo. Photo is a Greek word. So, we have to add only S. Photo, photos. Then the word piano. Piano is a Latin word. So, we have to add only S there. So, pianos. Like that. I think you have got an idea about these words. If we want to form the plurals of nouns ending in Y, the letter before Y is a consonant, we should remove Y and add IES there. Look at the examples. The word baby. The last letter of the word baby is Y. And the letter before Y is B. It's a consonant. So, we have to remove the letter Y and add IES there. So, the plural form of the word baby is babies. Then the next one, city. We have to remove Y and add IES there. City, cities. Lady, ladies. Party, parties. Like that. Furthermore, when forming the plurals of nouns ending in Y and the letter before Y is a vowel, we add only S. Look at the examples. The word toy. The last letter of the word toy is Y. The letter before Y is a vowel. O is a vowel, you know. O is a vowel. So, if we want to plural the word toy, we have to add only S there. Toy, toys. Boy, boys. Key, keys. These are some examples. Okay, then the next rule. Next, you have nouns that change vowels when forming the plural. Many English nouns become plural by changing their vowels like this. Foot, feet. Man, change into men. A, change into E, men. Tooth, teeth. The plural form of the word tooth is teeth. Okay, and some nouns change their spellings when forming the plural. Here are some examples. Mouse, you know mouse? The plural form of the mouse is mice. Here some spellings are changed. Child, children, like that. Then there are irregular nouns that do not change at all when made plural. Deer, the plural form of the word deer also deer. Fish, fish. Sheep, sheep, like that. I hope it's clear up to this point. Let's do an activity to practice what you have learned so far. You have to fill in the blanks of these 8 sentences with the plural of the word given within brackets. Okay, children, read the first sentence. The blank within brackets girl are happy because they have got new blank toy. Yes, tell me the plural form of the word girl. Yes, it's a regular noun, so we have to add only s there, girls. Then the next blank, toy. Toy, the word toy is ending in letter y. The letter before y is a vowel, so we have to add s there. So toys, girls, toys. Then the second one. These are your blank within brackets key. Yes, what is the answer? Keys. Very good. Third one. All the blank within brackets child ran to the park when the rain was over. What is the plural form of the word child? Yes, it's children. Fourth one. My brother is 5 blank within brackets you have given the word foot tall. What is the plural form of the word foot? Yes, feet. Keep the storybooks on the second and third blank shelf. What is the plural form of the word shelf? It's ending in letter F, so we have to remove F and add VES there. Yes, the word is shelves. Sixth one. We took beautiful blank photo of flowers. Yes, earlier I told the word photo is a Greek word, so that's a foreign word, so we have to add only S there. Photos. Seventh one. I saw 5 blank calf on the road. The plural form of the word calf is calves. Last one. You can buy 2 blank sandwich for 100 rupees. 2 sandwich. CH. The last 2 letters are CH. So we have to add ES there. Sandwiches. You can buy 2 sandwiches for 100 rupees. Yes. Okay, I hope you got all the answers correct. Okay, children, let's learn some more about forming the plurals of irregular noun. Okay, children, let's learn some more about irregular pronouns. Okay, children, let's learn some more about forming the plurals of irregular nouns. Let's learn how the plurals are formed in some more foreign words. These are words borrowed from Greek and Latin to English language. The first step is nouns ending in US to make a word ending in US. We have to change US into I. Here are some examples. Syllabus, syllabi. Fungus, fungi. These two words are ending in US. So we have to form US into I. Then the next one. Let's see how the plural is formed in foreign words ending in IS. Nouns with an IS ending can be made plural by changing IS to ES. Here are some examples. Axes. The plural of axes is axes. The next one, thesis. The last two letters of the word thesis are IS. So we have to add ES there, thesis. Analysis. Okay. Next, the words ending in ON. These are Greek words. They change their ON into A when forming the plural. Criterion, criteria. Okay, children, look at this type now. Nouns ending in IX or EX. Nouns ending in IX or EX are changed to ICS in formal settings. Here are some examples. Index, indices. Appendix, appendices. Next one. We have nouns ending in A. To form the plural of these nouns, we have to change A into AE. As an example, formula, formulae. We have to add AE there. The last category we are learning in this lesson is nouns ending in UM. Nouns ending in UM shed their UM and replace it with A to form the plural. Datum, D-A-T-U-M, datum, change into data. Medium, media. Curriculum, curricula. Hope you are clear about the foreign plurals too. Let's get on to the next activity. Here you have to write the plural form of these words. For an example, the first word is fungus. The last letter of the fungus are US. So we have to add I there. Fungus, fungi. Then the second word, nucleus, US there. Nuclei. Analysis, IS. Analysis, change into ES. Appendix, appendices. We have to put ICS there. Index, indices. Criterion, criteria. Next, child, children. Formula, formulae. Datum, data. Mouse, the plural of the word mouse is mice. Then the 11th word is deer. There is no change. Deer. Person, people. Man, change into men. Axis, axes. We have to put ES there. Bacterium, change into bacteria. UM, change into A, bacteria. Okay, I think all the answers are correct. I'm going to repeat these words again. I'm going to repeat these words again with the correct answers. Fungus, fungi. Nucleus, nuclei. Analysis, analyses. Appendix, appendices. Index, indices. Criterion, criteria. Child, children. Formula, formulae. Datum, data, mouse, mice, deer, deer, person, people, man, men, axis, axis, bacterium, bacteria. Okay, children, I hope you could find the plurals correctly. In this lesson, we learn how to form the plurals of irregular nouns correctly. Dear students, now we have come to the end of the today's lesson. I presented this lesson for Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I am Chalini Lashika, teacher of English, working at Marapallegama Secondary School. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye, children.
Ruhunu Guru Gedara sambandhava obata matuwana gatalu saha ඔබේ අදහස් පළ කිරීමට දැන් SMS සේවාවක් සක්‍රියයි. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7881 0.7881 0.88 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර